This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. There's still a potential for severe weather tonight. A tornado watch remains in effect for much of the Front Range and Eastern Plains until 9, and a tornado warning is still in effect for parts of Washington and Weld counties, about 2+ hours northeast of Denver. Spotters saw a tornado touch down there near Akron last hour. There are reports of widespread hail damage across the Front Range. And parts of northern Colorado could experience heavy rain and strong winds tomorrow morning. Jennifer Stark, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service, says that could cause flooding in areas close to rivers, creeks, and burn scars.
We are expecting pretty widespread rainfall to continue Wednesday night through like Friday morning, so those areas are in a flood watch.
Fort Collins, Greeley, and Western Boulder County are under a flood watch until Friday morning. Authorities warn people should never drive on flooded roads, even when they look shallow. It only takes a few inches to leave many vehicles dead in the water. Congressman Jonah Goose and Senator Michael Bennett are pushing to improve pay and benefits for federal wildland firefighters. The two federal lawmakers have introduced a proposal called TIMS Act. The bill raises starting wages for new federal wildland firefighters to at least $20 an hour.
These are first responders. They are people who are sacrificing a lot to protect us and our families and our communities and our states, and they ought to be adequately paid for the sacrifices that they're making. So,
TIMS Act would also include a housing stipend and strengthened health care and mental health services to wildland firefighters. Stay with us. This is CPR News. Colorado Matters is next. It's just about 7:06.